Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today? My name is Antonio, calling on behalf of Opinion Surveys. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. If you don't mind me asking, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Great. If you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth?
1933.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
White.
Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
A high school graduate and...
High school graduate, okay. And?
Real estate cut.
Okay. So some college, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yes.
Probably to vote. Okay, so you're almost certain, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Somewhat satisfied? Somewhat dissatisfied? Or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Below is a list of issues. Please select the three that are most important to you, okay? Transportation, racial inequity, access to abortion, property taxes, legalizing marijuana, city budget and spending, housing, jobs and economy, crime, violence, criminal justice reform, education, healthcare, or other?
Healthcare.
Healthcare? You can select another two. Let me read them back to you. Transportation, racial inequity, access to abortion, property taxes, legalizing marijuana, city budget and spending, housing, jobs and the economy, crime, violence, criminal justice reform, education.
Jobs and economy.
Jobs and economy. And another one?
Another one?
Uh-huh. The education, criminal justice reform, crime and violence, housing, city budget and spending, legalizing marijuana, property taxes, access to abortion, racial inequity, transportation.
Crimes and violence.
Crime and violence, okay. Awesome. I truly thank you, ma'am, for participating in the completion of this survey. Okay, we're almost going to be done, okay, ma'am? Don't just stay with me just a little bit. Now, we like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5, that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0, feels that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use the number 0 or 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know that person or that group of people, or you never heard of them, just let me know, okay? Have you ever heard of Luis Gil?
No.
Okay. What about Adrian Hood?
No.
The Columbus City Council.
Ten.
How would you rate your feelings toward the Columbus City Council from 0 to 10? 10 favorable, 0 unfavorable.
10.
10. Okay, now what about Chris White? Have you heard
no.
of him? Okay. No. What about Farhan Jetty?
No.
Have you heard of Nick Bengtson?
No.
Melissa Green?
No.
Shannon Harding?
No.
Andrew Ginther?
No.
Emmanuel Remy?
No.
The Columbus Police?
Yes.
How would you rate your feelings toward the Columbus Police? From 0 to 10.
5.
5, okay. What about Zach Klein?
No.
You never heard of him. What about Nancy Day-Ack-Hour?
No.
And in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and require them to live in 9 district areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will be able or you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing. I would rather elect new people to the City Council so the Council can go in a different direction. Which one of those two comes closest to your view?
5.
No, I want you to select between these two statements, okay? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing. The second statement, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. Which one do you agree the most?
1.
1. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bengtson?
I don't know.
Okay. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
I don't know.
Okay. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Day-Ack-Hour?
Nancy.
Okay. And which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Someone who is focused on diverting funds from local police to other services that address the root causes of crime, or someone who is working on reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety like local police? Who would you support or agree with more? The first one or the second one?
Second.
Now, let me read to you some statements that people may make about candidates running for city council. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And 0, that the statement makes you much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November of 2023. The first statement says, Farhan Jedi came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jedi has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He's running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community.
Sir, I have to go. I call coming in.
Oh, okay. I understand, ma'am. Let me call you back at a better time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.